person fulfills his need with his wife and satisfies his desire, it's important that he makes the correct and right intention. But okay, anything that is mubah in Islam, if somebody makes a good intention, he will be actually rewarded for the thing that he's done. For example, playing football. I don't think there's a single guy here that does not play football. Now, playing football is permissible. But if somebody makes a good intention whilst playing football, he'll actually be rewarded. I mean, what would be a good intention? For example, he makes intentional line playing football to keep fit and healthy, so when the call comes for me to elevate the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, I will elevate the kalima. Likewise, you know, eating is mubah, it's permissible. But if you make good intention whilst you're eating, you'll actually be rewarded for every morsel that you put inside your mouth. I mean, a good intention would be, for example, you're eating and you make this intention, Allah, in fulfilling the right of my body. Because by eating, you'll survive. Or you make an intention, call Allah, I'm eating so that I become strong and I'm able to, you know, have energy to worship you even more during the nights. Whether you do that or not, that's a different thing. But making this intention for every morsel that you put inside your mouth, you'll be rewarded. Likewise, when a person satisfies his need and his desire with his wife, it's important that he makes the right intention. Now, what would be a right intention, a good intention? You make this intention, O Allah, I'm seeking pious children. O Allah, I'm doing this to keep myself pure and to keep my wife pure. I'm doing this to fulfill the right of my wife. Now, if you do this and make this intention, this is how this amal will become a godly thing, and you'll actually receive reward for it. The Prophet ﷺ in one hadith mentioned, "Inna bi kulli tasbihatin sadaqah." Every tasbih, every time you say Subhanallah, you will receive the reward of sadaqah. "Wa kulli takbiratin sadaqah." Every time you say Allahu Akbar, you will receive the reward of sadaqah. "Wa kulli tahlilatin sadaqatun." Every time you say La ilaha illallah, you will receive the reward of sadaqah. وَأَمْرٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَحْيٌ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ صَدَقَةٌ. When you enjoin good, you will receive the reward of sadaqah. And when you forbid evil, you will also receive the reward of sadaqah. And then the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, وَفِي بُضْءِ أَحَدِكُمْ صَدَقَةٌ. That when one of you comes to his wife and satisfies his own need and his desire, he will receive the reward of sadaqah. Now when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in heard this, when a person comes to satisfy his need with his wife, he will receive the reward of sadaqah. They ask, Ya Rasulullah, you know, this doesn't make sense. أَيَأْتِ أَحَدُونَ شَحْوَتَهُ. One of us comes and fulfills his desire, Allah will give him the reward of sadaqah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the Sahaba, okay, tell me, if the same person was to commit haram, would he not be held accountable? Will he not have wronged Allah and sinned? Likewise, if he fulfills his need the halal way, he will receive reward and he will receive the reward of sadaqah. Balki in Islam, before you even begin and engage with your wife, we've been told to keep a ta'alluq with Allah. This is why before you even begin, you read dua. Allahumma jannibna shaytan. وَجَنِّبِ الشَّيْطَانَ مَا رَزَقْتَنَا. Allahumma jannibni shaytana. Allah, keep us away from the shaytan. وَجَنِّبِ الشَّيْطَانَ مَا رَزَقْتَنَا. And keep the shaytan away from the children that you give us. Yeah. So we need dua before we even engage to keep this ta'alluq with Allah. But okay, once you've already engaged with your wife and you ejaculate, even in that state, we've been taught as Muslims to read a dua in our hearts and minds. Not allowed. In our hearts and minds. It was the practice of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is the dua that he would read. Allahumma la taj'al li shaytani fima razaqtana nasiba. Allahumma la taj'al li shaytan fima razaqtana nasiba. Oh Allah, do not leave a share for the shaytan in the children that you give us. So even when you're engaged at the time of ejaculating, we've been told to read a dua in our heart and mind. Yeah, we're keeping a ta'alluq with Allah even in that state. And this is how this same thing becomes an act of worship, and you will receive reward. So it's important that you make the right intention. Yeah.